Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 73 of the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network, coming to you today from a fabulous Starbucks coffee shop in Terre Haute, Indiana, about an hour away from the Ditch That Textbook world headquarters, because I know you're always so interested to find out where I'm talking to you from. So what I've got for you today is a little audio that I grabbed at a conference I was at recently. I was at the Ignite conference in Lafayette, Indiana, which is also about an hour from my house. And I got to co-present with a friend of mine named Todd Shriver, who has this really interesting class. I know sometimes when I tell people the name of this class, it kind of ruins their day, so fair warning. But he teaches an elective class called The History of the 80s. Can you believe that there's a class called The History of the 80s? It's like, that's not long enough away that there was history. But anyway, he teaches it. And instead of using like traditional textbooks, because there are none, he does a lot of video calls to bring in some of the luminaries of the 80s. And he has some really, really cool stories about all of that. And I totally believe in the power of video calls in the classroom, getting experts and virtual guest speakers and virtual field trips and all of that stuff, getting your students connected to that. And the big question a lot of times is, where can I find these people? And a lot of times all you've got to do is just think about who you'd like to get an ask. And you never know until you ask them. And I think Todd's a perfect example of that. And so he shares some of the really cool stories and examples of what he does in this audio. So check it out. Hope that you love it.
I told the kid I live in the 80s, but some of these people live in the 80s. So in October 2013, I sent out my first set of emails to the four original MTV VJs that are left living: Mark Goodman, Alan Hunter, Nina Blackwood, and Mark Quinn. And within a couple days, Mark Goodman responded and said, "Can you explain this to me?" We got into a nice chat, and then later, the end of October, he agreed to do it. And when Mark came in, and we were talking about the history of MTV, its impact, it really resonated with the kids. And for the last 5 years, Mark Goodman has come back every year to speak with us. And my crowning point for me was, I was in New York City over spring break, took my wife and I through the SiriusXM studios and treated us like we were old friends. And he told me he was happy he did this, what he could do for education. Since then, since with Mark Goodman in 2003, we've added Alan Hunter each year, we've had Malcolm Jamal Warner, Curtis Armstrong, does anybody know that name? Revenge of the Nerds, he played Booger, came in and spoke, yes. And we've also had Congressman John Lewis in our 60s class, and I have to give a lot of credit to Sean Curtis, my colleague. He's moving on to Carmel. When he came to North White 4 years ago, we bonded, and that's what we made our goal. And also I have to give credit to Dave Cornelius, who's left us, who's going to Central Catholic, in his History of Rock and Roll course. He got us John Stamos. You know, we've had, who else? Leon, who played in Cool Runnings, but did a lot of the Temptations movies. So these are just some. We even had Joe Piscopo.
Arruzioni.
Mike Arruzioni, how can I forget him? Because he's been back 4 years in a row with us.
Yeah.
And one thing I told Matt at lunch too, I want to reiterate, we've even had speakers come live to our set. One of the best speakers we had, Philo Barnhart. You may not know the name. He lives in Chicago. He partners with Charles Boisette. Philo Barnhart created Ariel from The Little Mermaid. He came and spent 2 hours with our students drawing the different characters from The Little Mermaid. He's also the one who created the Dragon's Lair.
Hey, Todd.
Yes.
Can I ask you about that?
Yes.
How in the world, I think I've heard the story, but I can't totally remember it. How in the world did you get Philo Barnhart to come to North White?
Sean Buckingham for many years. They live in Chicago. Yeah, and he just kept talking. They found time and came down. And ultimately, all it cost us was lunch to Whistle Stop and Monon and $55 of gas.
Sweet. That's amazing. Wow.
You'd be amazed if you asked people as well. And we've had Brad Long the last 3 years, who plays Buddy in Hoosiers, comes to spend the time with the kids to give them that. And then the great thrill for me here in May was my cousin Kyle Cook, who plays for Matchbox 20, the lead guitarist, brought his guitar in and gave me keyboards and he and some of the kids for 2.5 hours. So So notice the difference in us. First cousins here, I got education, he got music. So you can look at that a little bit.
Yeah.
It's just the engagement, the empowerment these kids have. And I'll go back to the Ruzioni real quick. When they watch the movie Miracle, and you talk about the Cold War, and then he comes in and talks to the story, and I'm going to tell you right now, he's the most humble person you would ever meet. About, and the kids ask him all the time, what was it like to score the winning goal against the Soviet Union? His response every year has been, we had 9 minutes left to play, and we got to focus on winning. So, but he's honest with everything, and the kids get that feeling of understanding what was surrounding around that time in history. So it's been a blessing to us, and we keep looking every year to add more people. We've been told no before, but my advice to you, don't hesitate to ask. Tell them what you want to do, and most likely, they will say yes and join you.
Yeah, hang on to that microphone for a second. Can you sort of elaborate on that? Because I think a lot of times people do get a little hesitant about asking. And I know you and Sean, I mean, who was, wasn't it like Tom Hanks or somebody that you guys have been trying to get every single year?
Yeah, and Sean, yeah.
Yeah, Sean has like got this huge thing about trying to get Tom Hanks, and it just hasn't happened. But can you speak to that? Because, I mean, you guys have asked a lot of people, and I still think, even though we know that the worst thing they could say is no, I think that's still a big hang-up for people.
It is, but we know it's part of the what's going to happen out there. We've tried for 3 years with Molly Ringwald, and we've gotten responses back, and I think she was wanting more of a finder's fee to do it. I said, we just can't afford it. She told us, you know, thank you, I just can't do it, which is fine. The biggest thing to me, I don't mind if they tell me no, it's the people who do not say anything at all, you know, who don't send at least something back to us. That's the big thing. I'd encourage you, I contacted Ruzioni on Twitter, just happened to catch him at the right time. Malcolm Jamal Warner was simply through an email on his website, and his mother is his agent, he got back, and I was sitting in the conference, and I saw him get this phone call, he goes, Todd, this is Malcolm, can we do it today? I'm like, not today, can we schedule it? And here's the type of guy Malcolm was. He got up at 5:30 in the morning LA time to meet our time of 8:30 here in Indiana. So
that's awesome.
Don't be afraid to find someone in the field. One person I haven't mentioned too, that when I was teaching econ a few years ago, I sent an email to the CEO of Kevin Plank of Under Armour, and I got an email back from the director of innovation, his right hand man, and he did the speech for us, and that resonated.
Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening, and happy ditching.